Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts in for John Lopez. Figgy Fig doing what he do. Rockets lose 104-99 yesterday. Game 6 tomorrow. They're a 7.5-point favorite. There is hope in the city of H-Town for some. But does everybody feel that way? 713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, man? Y'all killing me with this James Harden stuff. You cannot keep letting him off the hook, man. Are you a killer or are you not? You want to be the best? You the MVP? You have to close. Capella and Chris Paul ain't been efficient all series. So you can't expect them to. You think they're going to turn it on now? You got to close. You have to kill.
But, Mike, give me somebody who's killed by himself and won a championship.
Kobe.
Kobe went 6-for-24 in a game 7 in 2010, Ron Artest and Pau Gasol helped him out a lot. Pau Gasol had like 19 points,
man,
18 rebounds. I'm
Kobe
just saying,
was taking Kobe, shots. He would not let sit back and.
He was 6-of-24.
He was shooting him out of the game instead of shooting him
into the
game.
Close.
He was shooting him out of the game. Though. You want him to shoot him out the game?
I see what you're saying, Mike. That's the thing. Like, it's easy to say the MVP, but every MVP is needed. You go the next year, Dirk Nowitzki. He was doing his thing. Jason Terry was the closer. LeBron James, he had Wade, he had Ray Allen. Somebody's got to step up for an MVP. It's easy to sit here and say, the MVP's got to do this. You got to be a bull. You got to go down there and we can make up this fake reach deep within thing. The guy was fatigued. He brought you back into the game. Like, I don't understand. Give me an example. Like, the Kobe thing's not true. Shaq carried him his first three. He was the finals MVP. Like, don't give me this magic Kobe stuff. Kobe had help. Harden has not had help this series. None. Chris Paul, gone. Clint Capella, gone. P.J. freaking Tucker's your second best player right now. I love P.J. more than anybody, but we're sitting here talking about a damn glue guy as your second best player, and Eric Gordon is superior to Chris Paul. You didn't give Chris Paul $40 million to sit there and watch James Harden have to carry his ass in the freaking Western Conference semifinals against a team you've obsessed over. Don't give me this. James Harden has to carry his teammates. Chris Paul, step it the hell up, man. All right, I'll catch my breath now. Seriously, though. 713-572-4610. Wade Smith, Cecil Shorts, just sitting back eating popcorn right now. Let's go to Anthony. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? I love the show, man. Hey, look here. I'm just really riding Chris Paul, but Chris Paul, the leader. You pay him all that money to lead, and he's not leading, man. You know, I know you said
what do you mean he's not leading, Anthony? Anthony, what do you mean he's not leading?
Hey, you say he brought us back in the game in the third quarter. That's what he's supposed to do. He's the leader of the team. He's the point maker. He's supposed to bring us back.
Harden is the best player on the team. He's not the leader of the team. That's why they brought in Chris Paul, because they needed somebody to be the leader of the team, because Harden wasn't that guy.
Cecil?
The call is not on?
I want to hear his opinion.
He's gone. He's gone.
I agree with your point as far as Harden is not the leader. Chris Paul is. I think P.J. Tucker is to a certain extent.
Right.
But I just need more from him when it comes to the clutch moments in the game. Somebody sent us a tweet, and they broke down like the last 15 possessions.
Yeah, I was trying to check that tweet out. It had some good stuff on it.
Yeah, the Rockets scored on 8 of their last 10 possessions.
It was some really good stuff in there, but I don't care what. And there was some guy breaking down each possession and what Harden did with the ball. And it was impressive.
I have it.
It was impressive.
This is from Ben Hoops. In the last 6:09, everybody's talking about what James Harden needed to do. In the last 6:09, the Rockets scored on 8 of 10 possessions that they got a shot off. One of the misses was 3 seconds left, and there was also a Chris Paul charge. Yeah. And P.J. Tucker stepping out of bounds. So they were actually scoring down the stretch. It's not like James Harden was sitting there watching his team struggle.
That pass in the corner to P.J. Tucker, he actually hit the shot. So it would have been.
He made the shot.
I'm not sure what the score would have been at that point in time. Is he making, and then the more, I'm going to be honest with you guys, the more I hear the argument.
Thank you.
The more I hear the argument, the more it's making me think like he needs more help from his guys.
He does.
Because if you look at the breakdown, honestly, he did a good job of, Harden was making a smart basketball play. He was being doubled. He was finding the open guy. The guy was cutting to the basket. I think P.J. Tucker even missed a underhand layup when he was cutting to the basket at one point in time. So he's making the right basketball play. And he's putting his teammates in position to score and position to make the best play that they can be. And that's what you want from your best player, right? You want that to happen. But it just, for me, I'm so, it's a double standard for sure. But for me, I'm just so used for him actually taking over the game. Him actually, you know, coming through in the clutch himself.
One guy can't beat the Warriors.
I totally agree.
Everybody has to pitch in to get it done because that team put together is too good for you to say, you know what, Harden just go will us to a victory. That's just not going to happen. It's not realistic.
Definitely a team effort.
You know what I mean? There's no guy in the league right now that I can look at and say, like, okay, that guy is going to beat the Warriors. It's just not going to happen. There's nobody that good. James Harden is the best guy in the league right now. So if he can't do it, then why are we expecting him that that's what he should have done at the end of the game?
Whoa. He's the best what in the league?
He's the best player in the league right now.
Who is?
James Harden.
James Harden, the best player in the league right now?
Offensively, the best player.
Offensively, I give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, him taking shots.
I give you that. There you go.
Right?
I give you that.
Nobody
you that,
can yes. guard James Harden, right?
No,
he's
I agree.
The best. He's one-on-one, nobody can guard him, but they wasn't guarding him one-on-one. They're sending people
No, they're doubling him.
They're making him have to get rid of the ball.
They're throwing different looks at
him. Exactly.
They're throwing different looks at him, but and then it goes back to me. I want to see some type of change in the offense.
Why?
Because it obviously didn't work enough to win.
But they're
so
in all these games.
If they're doubling your
Chris
best
Paul's
player.
Chris Paul's got to make plays.
If they're doubling your best player, figure out a way. If Chris Paul's not making plays, I'm holding this my card. If Chris Paul ain't making plays, if Clint Capella ain't doing nothing, if your other guys are missing, find ways to get James Harden open. Find ways to get him the ball. Find ways to get him in the ISO where he can do his thing.
I don't think we're respecting enough just how much energy it takes to do what he did in the third quarter. And I'm not sitting here trying to like act like.
And energy. It's not just him, though. It's not just him. It's the team in general, thing. The fact that they were down by 20 points. The Rockets shouldn't even have been in this game. The fact that it came down to the last few minutes of the game, the last seconds of the game. They did a great job coming back. But you're asking
back.
A lot. They shouldn't have got down to begin with. They shouldn't have been so careless with the ball earlier
too
in the game to
given,
begin with.
Too much is given, much is required. I expect a lot from James.
Go back
Harden.
And
Maybe
watch.
It's too much.
When they were down by 20, I didn't expect them to win that game. That game is over. They got back into the game. So now we're complaining because James Harden wasn't the one taking the shots when they were making the shots at the end of the ball game to continue to keep them in the game. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
They look like a team that doesn't have two max players. That's what they look like. They look like a scrappy-ass team that doesn't have two max players, but the reality is they do.
To look back at the trade, they were probably better off keeping the guys that they had.
That's another.
I think I'd rather have Lou Williams right now than I have Chris Paul.
That's another discussion in itself.
I'd rather have Montrezl Harrell right now than Clint Capella.
Well, that's a given. We're not even throwing in Pat Beverly and he can do what Chris Paul's doing. Yeah. I mean, it's serious. 713-572-4610. Let's go to Randy. You're on In the Loop with Landry, Wade, and Cecil.
Yes, sir. I just want to say, you know, it is so upsetting to watch. I'm not even going to call him CP3. He's lost that respect, you know.
No, he's Cliff Paul. He's Cliff Paul.
Yeah, he's definitely Chris Paul. It's so upsetting to watch Chris Paul and Capella. I mean, I feel bad for Harden, man. Harden is worth every money he gets, man. He's worth every bit of that money, but I'm sorry. I don't know how Chris Paul and Capella manipulated the GM, the Rockets organization.
Fire.
How?
Fire Festival.
I mean, all I'm seeing is Harden and Tucker. That's it. And nobody else. Nobody else, man. And it's upsetting because, you know, we love the Rockets and we feel that Harden deserves his championship. But he's got no help, man. He's got
100%, Randy. I'm with you. That sounds like a guy that would drink by himself at the bar. I'm right there with you, bro. I got about an hour and a half. I'm going to go pour me one, too. I'm just as depressed.
Shout out to Randy.
I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Gonna get through it.
Randy, stay away from sharp objects,
The more you guys are talking, the more I see my wrong and double standard of LeBron and Harden.
Thank you.
If LeBron is doing what Harden is doing, I'm saying those guys need to hit the shots.
You remember, where were you when Cleveland won that championship with
I was crying in one of my good friends in the Houston living room.
Go back and watch what LeBron was doing when Kyrie took him home with that shot. LeBron was sitting in the corner just like Harden was.
There's no way Harden and you made a good point, Wade. And I feel bad.
Don't sound so down on it, man.
I'm feeling
bad
about this, right? I'm feeling bad.
Known to do that.
I just am. So, because I came in and they're like, it's all Harden's fault. It's all on Harden. He did the right basketball play. He did. He put his guys in position to make shots and win the game.
I love this.
Not only that, he was 10 for 16 from the field yesterday. So he had an efficient game. He couldn't do much more. 8 assists. He four or five steals. He couldn't do much more as a whole yesterday.
I feel like you'd have a better point, if the guys around him
were playing better.
Hadn't showed in the past that they could make those plays. If Chris Paul was a guy that he could count on in times in the past, then him deferring, then you would be like, well, you can't defer because this guy's not going to come through for you. But these guys have come through for him before. Capella has played well in the playoffs before. So has Chris Paul. And, of course, P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon, those guys have been consistent over the past couple years as well. He's got to be able to depend on those guys in order for him to beat a team like the Warriors. And those guys, not all of those guys came through. And the two main ones, the most important ones, Capella and Chris Paul, didn't. And so that's the difference between winning and losing.
It just truly takes a team effort to go after those guys. And you have to be gelling. When the Cavs beat the Warriors and we came back from 3-1, It was a team effort. It wasn't just LeBron. It was Kyrie. It was Shump. It was Love. It was everybody. It was a complete team effort.
Richard Jefferson.
Oh, man. Channing Frye. So if those guys aren't playing well and hitting their shots and playing good defense, you're not going to win the game.
You can't win it by yourself. That's Cecil Shorts. I'm so proud of you, man.
I feel terrible right now.
I'm really
into the light, baby. It's all right, man.
You're here. It's all good. We'll hear from you as well if you want to keep them going. 713-572-4610. Landry Locker, Cecil Shorts, Wade Smith on Sports Radio 610. We're going to talk more about this. Rockets, are you mad at James Harden? Are you mad at CP3? Who you mad at? We're here for you. And we're going to play a game called Weird or Not. The concept is simple. We throw out stuff that we do, and we ask the question, is it weird or not? That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.